Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today in our program, we are continuing our CF ministry presentation that was shared at our recent fundraising event called An Evening with Fanny Crosby, To God Be the Glory, with Sean Degenhart and the Gospel Fest Singers. In between the first and second set of the evening hymn singspiration, as a state director of CEF of Illinois, I had the opportunity to share briefly about our CEF history celebrating 85 years this year, and also sharing about CEF ministry happening across our state, especially as we prepare for our summer ministry outreach. We hope you enjoy. I want to share with you that this year is a very special year for Child Evangelism Fellowship. Can you believe it's now our 85th anniversary? When CEF started way back in 1937, and we got a little bit of a claim to fame, and you know, we'll take it anywhere we can get in Illinois. I've been here in Illinois for a long time in one sense, because I went to Moody Bible Institute right out of high school, and then kind of took a break, went down south to get my graduate degree in South Carolina. Then God brought me back here to Illinois, and no, I'm not originally from Illinois, I'm from Ohio, but I was thinking, what are some claim to fames that Illinois has? Well, I was thinking, well, we have the Route 66 that started outside of Chicago, so you guys know about that Route 66, right? But also, I think we'll just go ahead and we'll just claim this, is that Child Evangelism Fellowship, grab your seats, started right here in our state in Illinois in 1937. Let's give it up for Illinois. And so, but actually it's interesting because it started with a backing of Moody Bible Institute, my alma mater, and also there were some prominent Christian businessmen back in the 1920s, late 20s, early 30s, and then they were able to launch it in 1937. It's interesting, our founder, his name was Reverend Jesse Overholzer, and he was a pastor, but then God, there's a whole story behind that, but he saw how children could come to know the Lord. It came out of a legalistic background, and so that whole thing kind of caught him by surprise. He read a quote by Charles Spurgeon, says, a child of five, if properly instructed, can savingly believe as an adult. And so he just wanted to just give the rest of his life. Now get this, he was 60-something years of age when he launched this ministry, and he was praying and asking the Lord. He was talking to Moody, talking to these businessmen. He said, well, where should we start? And the story goes that he looked up on the streets of Chicago, and there was a sign, I'm not talking about like a street sign, not like a sign from heaven, but a street sign that said Chicago. And he's like, I'll take it. He says, because if the Lord can start a ministry in this vast city in the heartland of America, he can launch a work of God anywhere. And that's how the ministry started those 85 years ago. Our current president today is Reese Kaufman, and some of you may know him because 15 years ago, this is one of the ways that I remember it's our 85th anniversary, because 15 years ago, we launched our first ever CEF events, at least since I've been here as a state director, and this is for our 70th anniversary. And I was wondering, were any of you guys, did you come to that? It was our first event that we ever had in the Peoria area. It's for like a banquet, and it was at the Peoria Civic Center. Does that ring a bell with some of you? And Reese Kaufman was our speaker, and that was celebrating our 70th anniversary. And then from that point on, from 70th anniversary, we've never missed a beat, and we've had an annual event, like a fundraiser for our ministry. And so I'm just curious, does anyone remember that at all, or is it just totally too far back? I remember some of you were there, whether you remember that or not. But this is a special year. It's a little bit sad because Reese Kaufman has now served for 33 years as our president of Child Evangelism Fellowship. I don't know if he's our longest serving president or not. I didn't do the research on that. But it's going to be a little bit of a shift for me because I'm going into my 30th year full time with CEF. And so all the years I've been with CEF on staff, Reese Kaufman has been my president, and he'll be stepping down in a month. But I know he's not here tonight, but we are also going to send him a DVD of this event tonight because we just want to thank him underneath his leadership. I can't remember exactly, but we were reaching about 4 million, maybe 5, 6 or so, maybe up to 7. That's even maybe a little bit high. around there of children worldwide when I first came into CEF, but underneath his leadership in the past 33 years, we are now, this is before COVID, we were in every region of the world, almost every country of the world, and the last number, again, before COVID, we were reaching 25.5 million children with the gospel. So I know he's not here, but can you just thank him for his leadership through the years? I just want to share just a little bit about CEF of Illinois. We, of course, this is our launching state, you know, for Child Evangelism Fellowship, but CEF is still strong, and we want to see it not only just continue, but we want to see it grow. Some of you may or may not know that CEF is not just a local thing, we're a whole statewide thing, and we are now at 22 missionaries that serve full-time and part-time, and it's not just a summer thing, it's year-round. So we have 22 boots on the ground of just men and women that are just committed to give their life to serve the Lord and to tell boys and girls about Jesus. It's just amazing to have the staff that we have. And I know that some of our staff are here tonight, but some of them are joining us by live stream. But can you also thank our CEF staff that serve around the state? Just a little bit about those stars up there. You maybe thought that I was just doing some type of a color scheme, and maybe. But what I was, the yellow stars are six of them. They're the same size. Those are our local offices with our local directors scattered around the state. The state office is the bigger one. That's here where we are. That's the state office, and also Camp Good News. And as long as I've been here, I remember, some of you remember Wendell Nash. Do you guys remember Wendell Nash? And he was on our board for 60 plus years, Wendell and Julie Nash. And I just remember asking him when I first came here in 2000, I said, Wendell, how come the state office is in Peoria? Why isn't it in Springfield? I mean, that's your capital. He goes, I don't know. It's just always been in Peoria. So, and so that's where the state office has always been. And by the way, one of the interview questions they asked me when I became a state director, they said, are you okay living in Peoria? And I didn't know that much about it. I said, well, sure, that's fine. And it's coincidental because my roommate at Moody, guess where she was from? She was from Peoria, so I think God was kind of planting the seeds along the way. The blue stars are those pioneer areas where we used to have a ministry years ago, maybe back in the 1970s or 1980s, and we're looking at rebuilding that. And also, you'll probably notice on the map, we have one lone white star, and that is, you can guess kind of where that's at, and that's in Chicago. Now, the reason why it's a different star is because in CEF, again, got to be careful here. In CEF, not me, not us, but our USA board, they consider big metro areas like that, they consider it as if they're a separate state. And that's all I said, okay? And so there's a person like me that is over Chicago. And by the way, he graduated from Moody too, so I think that's kind of interesting that both of us end up serving in Illinois. He took Chicago, and I got the downstate, and praise God, because of a farm girl, I don't think I could handle the city. So one thing about Child Evangelism Fellowship through all the years, we have never wavered from our ministry. And my connection with CF doesn't just start when coming on staff. I was this many years of age when I went to a Good News Club. If you didn't see my fingers, that's 3 years of age. I was this many years of age when I trusted in Jesus as my Savior through hearing the good news of the gospel through the Good News Club and also the faithful witness of my mother. So through all the years, CEF is all about three things. It's evangelism, discipleship, and establishing children in a local Bible-believing church. And so I'm just so thankful for our ministry that has stayed true. And that's one thing about our president, Reese Kaufman. He said a lot of ministries, when they get to this age, you know, 60, 70, 80 some years, they start to drift. And so he was so intentional. He says, we are going to stay with how God put it on the heart of our founder. And there's other things that other ministries can do. And that's what God's called them to do. But that's not us. We are an evangelism Bible club ministry. And we have stayed true to our calling. Praise the Lord. One thing I just wanted to share with you is we have a lot of different ministry programs, and I almost don't even want to use the word programs because they're just different ways or different just different ways that we can outreaches and sharing the gospel with children. So there's another slide that you'll see come up here in a second, and it's our different ministries that we have. And our ministry is year-round, but it's also seasonal. So like during the school year, we're doing those good news clubs in the school. And would you pray for us? Because it's a little twinge, because before COVID, we were reaching, we were in almost 100 schools. And then COVID hit, and we went, boom, we dropped down to zero. And now school by school, district by district, and now we're in about 30 schools right now. But we want to see God open the door up, Lord willing. Also, our ministry is not just year-round, but it's also seasonal. And also, a lot of times, we have ministries that overlap each other. So just like you saw here tonight, while Camp Good News is happening across the river, then we're also doing five-day clubs, you know, in the backyard Bible clubs. Another thing I just wanted to share with you, just to kind of help you out of a picture, and this actually blew me away, and I've known that we've done five-day clubs, obviously, you know, across the state with our different missionaries that we have, but I never asked this question before. I asked just last week if my leaders, my area local directors, if they would send me the names of the towns and the cities of where they're planning these five-day clubs. So like while Chris is doing Camp Good News, I was asking them to send me the names of the towns, and I was blown away. It's like my phone, like the text messages, like blew up my phone, because one person would text this, another one said, oh, then I have to add another one. And it's like I had a string of texts, and I had to put it all together. Over 40 different cities and towns that right now, and they still are planning some more, that right now they're planning. Just think about just this summer, like in 8 weeks, they're going to be going from north, south, east, west, across the state, doing backer Bible clubs in all those cities and towns. And I just praise the Lord for all that He is doing.
I hope you enjoyed listening to a little bit of the history of CF in our state going back 85 years this year, and also hearing what God is doing in and through this ministry yet today. We appreciate so much your prayers, because right now, this week, all across the state, our CF missionaries and local CF chapter offices are preparing for our summer ministry outreach to the boys and girls of Illinois. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.